We're in here in the studio with the Chief Psycho of Psycho Donuts. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, not a problem, not a problem. And we're also joined here by Germ and Lewis Seidel.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up? We're all crashing in the studio today. We're having a little donut party. Chief Psycho was kind enough to bring in a couple donuts for us. So what donuts were we eating today? I already forgot.
Yeah, so far, I sampled the hamburger, right? Is that what it's called?
Hamburger donut.
The hamburger donut.
And had real bacon in it.
It had actual bacon. I thought when you first opened the box and it was dark in here, I was like, what? I thought it was like, you know, some kind of pastry, but it was actual bacon when we went outside the city. I was like, wow, okay. So then the jelly had what, jelly?
It's got jelly and honey butter.
Oh, man.
We just launched it this week, and we have donut fries, too, so you can order a hamburger and fries. And it's all donut, but
Oh, man. Yeah, it was delicious. At least I saved you half.
So, okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
And how was it?
It was great. I also tried the cinnamon. Had the, what was it called?
The cinnamon troll.
Cinnamon troll, yes. Cinnamon troll. That one was delicious. I ate half of that. Again, you
I need to, I still need to eat these donuts. I've been here changing CD players the whole time, but I'll go ahead and sample some. So.
Yeah, I saved you half of that.
You guys have
to
come by our store. It's a fun place.
Yeah, and it's on Winchester, I think. Yeah,
it's in Campbell on Winchester and Campbell Boulevard.
Okay, yeah, definitely. It's about maybe like a 15-20 minute drive from campus, probably.
It's probably
How long did it take? 10 minutes?
5 minutes if you drive fast.
And wait, Lewis Seidel had one too. Lewis Seidel, talk about your donut, man.
Yes, I did. When I saw the donut man here, Captain Chief Psycho of the donuts, I had to have one immediately. I had the crazy head.
Crazy face.
So let me tell you, it's a donut, and then they have for the eyes two donut holes, jelly for the pupils, and then another type of nose that was made with jelly for boogers.
It was actually custard.
Custard. Oh, it was custard. There you go.
They were delicious boogers.
It was delightful. I'm going to say that. It was very good.
Awesome.
And I think you guys haven't tasted the headbanger yet.
We haven't tasted the headbanger, no.
It's a jelly-filled donut. It looks like a guy who's had better days. He's got like an entry wound at the forehead.
Oh, man. Yeah, God. It looks like a gunshot wound. So.
Yeah.
I haven't sampled that one. I think you should be the first one to try it.
So I'll try that one first then. Yeah, but there was like, I know there was definitely a lot of, like what exactly, if you want to explain, is different about Psycho Donuts in comparison to other donut stores, like Safeway.
Yeah, like Safeway. Well, for one thing, Safeway uses frozen donuts. We make ours fresh every night, but there's a lot of other differences. I started the business about 6 months ago, and I guess about a year ago, I found myself in a donut shop, and I looked around and said, why do all donut shops look so depressing?
Depressing?
Why by default does a donut shop have to be dingy and dreary and sell the same old donuts? And I thought everything else has been reinvented, you know, yogurt, hamburgers, but no one's reinvented the donut. So I thought, I'm going to go do it.
All right.
So I wanted to create something that was just about as different from any donut shop on the planet. So I was really going for something unusual. And so I started experimenting with putting all kinds of crazy things on donuts. My kids will tell you I made them taste a sushi donut.
A sushi donut?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Oh, so you actually put like raw fish in there?
No, we were actually just using like some wasabi powder and some ginger powder and some seaweed.
Oh, my.
It was pretty awful.
I don't think that would mix too well with sugar.
But, you know, then we started playing around with things like malted milk balls that worked really well. Oreo cookies, so we have something called the Cookie Monster, and we have donut holes that we call noses and eyeballs that we sell, and so we created all these crazy donuts, and at a certain point, we said, this is pretty crazy, so we came up with a crazy name, we called it Psycho Donuts, and then we decided it had to have a crazy fun theme around it as well, so we dressed our cashiers as nurses. So they're sort of like taking care of you, the patients, when you come into Psycho Donuts.
Right. Need someone to attend to your donut needs. So
we have a music studio in there that looks very similar to a padded cell. Inside the music studio, we have an electric Fender guitar. So if you know how to play a guitar, you can just walk in, pick it up, and play. So we encourage people who know how to play a guitar to come in and play us a song.
Oh, okay. All right, so anybody that has guitar skills, go out and see Psycho Donuts.
Totally.
I also want to say we have another DJ, the Madman. He hosts the Insanitarium. He gives a huge shout out to you and Psycho Donuts.
He does. So, yeah.
There's a definitely a synergy there.
Definitely, yes, absolutely. So, I'm not sure. I think he's actually been to your. I'm not sure if he's been to your shop yet, but he is nearby, and so he gives out his humblest greetings. So,
great. Well, we'd love to talk with him and have him over to our store, and maybe have you guys over to our store and broadcast. We just started opening later on Friday and Saturday nights. We're open until 11. Mm-hmm. So if you guys ever want to
late night run, yeah,
do a late night show live from Psycho Donuts.
Oh yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. We'll definitely think about that.
I got to jump in. We got a phone call right now here at KSGS. Phone number is 408-924-5757. We got a phone call from a fan of Psycho Donuts.
Oh,
He's vouching for the donuts. No joke. He said he's a police officer. All jokes aside, that's what he said. He says he loves the donuts, and he's been there several times. So I just want to put that out there.
Oh, well, you can always take a cop's word for it.
Yeah, cool.
So, All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. Up next, we have Emo Gen Heap with the song Wait It Out. We'll hear more from the Chief Psycho later on Black Life Findings on 90.5 KSJS Ground Zero Radio.